Ja, Star Wars is uit. Nou, wat een feest. De voorpremière is gisteren geweest en zelfs Armin van Buuren was er, al dus het RTL Nieuws morgen. Nou, als Armin van Buuren is, dan is het toch wel dik de moeite waard.
Dat moet een haast wel. Ja, bij Star Wars vraag ik me altijd af, hoe kijken mensen daar nou naar die ook daadwerkelijk verstand hebben van sterren en planeten?
En daarvoor moeten we even switchen naar het Engels.
Indeed, indeed. So we're going to discuss the matter of Star Wars with Yvette Sendes, and she is from the Anton Pannekoek Institute. Hello, Yvette.
Hello.
Yvette, so the Anton Pannekoek Institute is the Center for Astronomy, right?
Yes, at the University of Amsterdam.
University of Amsterdam, and that makes you an astronomer, I suppose.
It does.
And just for my knowledge, who was Anton Pannekoek? Because that sounds like a guy owning a Pannekoek place.
He was a leading astronomer, and he was also a leading communist in the early 1900s. So he left Leiden and came to Amsterdam and founded an astronomy institute here for us.
So a communist.
Yes, so I suppose he thought that astronomy was for everybody.
I think so, yes.
Okay, so Yvette, have you seen the new Star Wars movie yet?
I have not seen it yet. I'm waiting till next week when I go home so I can see it with my dad, who first showed me Star Wars when I was a little girl.
Oh, really? You grew up with it?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I was very little when I first saw it, and it's one of my favorite things from when I was a kid, so was Star Wars.
What was your favorite character of the movie?
Actually, R2-D2, I think, the little droid. And I think because he was little and he was spunky and he always saved the day, really, if you think about it. So yeah. I think that's why he was my favorite.
But nevertheless, you did not go into robotics, but you went into astronomy instead. So
yeah,
how come?
So I'm actually not from Star Wars. I read a book when I was 13 about astronomy, and it was just the biggest story I could think of was, you know, studying how the universe works. So that's what got me into it.
Which book was it? I presume it's not the Bible.
No, it was just an astronomy book in English about just various astronomy topics. And I had a very long school bus ride home. I grew up in the U.S. And just reading this book on the school bus ride really got my attention. So
when you see a Star Wars movie, does it just suck you in, or are you continuously saying, okay, this is not possible, that is not possible?
No, I mean, I like Star Wars. I feel it's not a movie you watch for the science. You watch it for the story, the emotion. It's what Star Wars does really well. I don't really worry about the science details too much when I watch these films.
And are a lot of colleagues of yours who are a Star Wars fan?
Of course.
Of course. <that's>
But Yvette, then can you give me an example of a Star Wars, a scene from a Star Wars movie where, as an astronomer, you just simply have to say, okay, guys, nice try, but this is really not possible.
Well, so the one that I think is probably the most egregious or the biggest problem is in The Empire Strikes Back, when they go into the asteroid field. You have all these rocks hitting other rocks, and it's really dangerous and everything like that.
And they have to avoid the rocks, yeah.
Yes, it's very not like that in the real world, or the real universe. When we go out, say, the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, when the Galileo space probe was going to Jupiter and they were going to take the first picture of an asteroid, they actually had a really hard time doing a trajectory that went close enough to an asteroid so they could take a picture of it. That's how few asteroids there really are in an asteroid field. So
bouncing bouncing asteroids around trying to avoid them is just not really
a thing.
So why do you guys still call it an asteroid field then?
Well, because there's still more asteroids than just if you're in the middle of deep space. But when astronomers say something is crowded or there's a lot of things, sometimes it's over very big scales or things. So different than in a movie where you're looking at a very small part of the universe.
And what do you think of life in outer space? Do you think there's another universe or Milky Way where there's life?
I think there's life probably even within our own Milky Way, but I don't think it's come to Earth. That it's just, as I said, space is so, so big. I mean, the nearest star, it takes 4.5 years for light, which is the fastest thing in the entire universe. It takes 4.5 years for that light to get there.
So whatever life there is, they've got better things to do probably than travel forever.
Yeah, I mean, I like our place, but we're probably a little biased in our solar system and thinking of how cool it is that everybody should come here.
So. Yeah, but one thing though, the thing I find boring about our planet or our solar system is that we have only one sun.
And we can't fly.
And we can't fly. But in Star Wars, there's this scene where, I don't know, Anakin or whatever his name is, and they're on a planet. And then
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, there are two suns.
Yes.
Is that possible?
It is possible. Ah. Actually, most stars that you see in the sky are actually more than one star. They're just so close together you can't see them. And we have found extrasolar planets, so planets outside our solar system, that orbit two stars or even more stars. So Tatooine, the planet where they watch that sunset, it can exist out there. There are planets like that out there. They must have very nice cocktail hours at sunset, I think.
Yeah, or, you know, if there are two stars maybe, or two suns maybe, it's always bright light and there is never any sunset.
It could be. It could be. There's a lot of new permutations. We keep finding new planets with new things that people haven't even considered possible before. So that's a very exciting area of astronomy right now.
Yeah, so not to start any Star Wars, but where do you stand on the Star Wars versus Star Trek debate?
Mm-hmm. I actually never watched Star Trek until the newest films came out, and my sister told me Chris Pine was cute, so I should go see them, and she was right. Oh, but okay. I was just never a Star Trek person. I was always Star Wars.
That's a very scientific argument, I'd say.
But still, there are signs of Yvette being a normal human being, Vanessa, don't you think?
That's true.
Good to know, yeah.
So, when are you going to see the new Star Wars, then?
Next week, with my family.
Do you count it as research or leisure?
Oh, that's definitely leisure. I don't think I can charge it.